Well, this next song I wrote, it's about a story where Jesus, and he is on his way somewhere with his disciples, and he decides to stop on the way at Martha's house. And he walks into the house, and Martha is in the kitchen making dinner, because suddenly there's like at least 13 more people for dinner. And Martha's sister Mary, she's sitting at Jesus' feet, listening to every pearl of wisdom that comes out of his mouth. And so what happens is Martha's in the kitchen, not happy. And I've got this image of her chopping carrots. 13 more people. And Mary's sitting on her backside. So eventually she can't stand anymore, and she storms into the lounge room. She says, "Jesus, don't you care that Mary's sitting there not helping me? Send her into the kitchen." And Jesus says, "Put the knife down, Martha." And then he says, "Martha, Martha," he says her name twice, "you are stressed out about many, many things. But there's only a few things that are that important. In fact, there's only one thing. Do you know what? Mary gets what's important. She's chosen the better thing to be doing with her time right now." And this story has been really important to me. And I didn't grow up in a Christian family, and I became a Jesus freak around the time that we were in the sandwich circle, actually. And as I became a Jesus freak, I realized that there was a lot of myths out there about Christianity and about what being a Christian is all about. And a lot of them are involved, you know, doing the right thing, not doing the wrong thing, sort of fulfilling your duties or something. And as I became a Christian, I sort of realized, no, it's about one thing. It's about getting out of the kitchen and going into the lounge room. Christianity is about one thing. And I think even Christians get this wrong. I think we get so distracted in the kitchen of life, you know, like we get so distracted by. Even Christian things can distract us, and we forget the one thing. That's Jesus. Becoming a Christian is like getting out of the kitchen into the lounge room and sitting down at Jesus' feet and receiving from him. That's what it's actually about. And that was a great revelation to me, and also a marvelous relief. And I wrote this song for Martha because I felt sorry for her.